Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Friday of week one, and we are on page 9 in the School of Prayer devotional book. This has been a really good week of learning to praise God, hasn't it? Thank you so much for hanging out with me every day. Today's prompt is to practice praying out loud. And I guess I've been practicing that all week with all of you. I've been encouraged by people many times who thank me for my prayers, specifically when praying in a group or during a church service. Now, I'd love to encourage all of you, especially if the idea of praying out loud makes you nervous. It's okay to be nervous. But I think it's also important to lean into what feels scary or unknown or uncomfortable and to let God teach you new things. I started practicing praying out loud in small group settings like my life group, and I gradually gained more confidence. You see, the Spirit meets us in prayer, whether we are alone or with a small group or we're in a big room full of lots of people. To be honest, the more that I read the Bible, the more confident I'm getting in prayer. I've said this a couple times this week, but Scripture provides a vocabulary for praise and for all aspects of prayer. God's Word is a great teacher. Okay, let's look at Psalm 57 together. What a beautiful song David wrote to the Lord. To just put it in context for a moment, David wrote this after he had been anointed king, but before he actually took the throne. Saul was still king over Israel, and Saul was trying to kill David. So, as he's running for his life, David writes this beautiful prayer of praise. He's confident in the promises of God because David is confident in who God is. Let's read. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts, the children of man whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Wow. In the midst of running for his life, David wants everyone he meets to know just how great and how steadfast and how faithful his God is. Rather than whining at God and asking why, he instead chooses a humble posture of praise. Wow. Would you pray with me like David prayed? Oh, Lord, we come again to you and we come with praise on our lips. We cry out to you, the God Most High. We cry out to you and pray that you would be exalted above the heavens, that your glory would be over all the earth. For we know, we can look at our lives and know that your steadfast love is indeed great, that your faithfulness extends all the way to the heavens. God, there has been no moment that we have walked without your presence, and we are thankful and we praise you for that, Jesus, Lord, Father, Spirit. We are so incredibly humbled by the fact that you care for us, that in the midst of circumstances as intense as David's were, or whatever it is that we are walking through, that we can be sure and certain of your presence and your care, that we can be sure and certain that we do not do this on our own. God, forgive us. Forgive us when our hearts want to whine, when we want to complain, when we want to feel entitled to happiness or smooth sailing or whatever it is. God, I pray instead that we would, like David, that we would be stirred up to praise you, that we would be honest with you about how we feel, that we would be honest with you about the circumstances surrounding us, but then we would be humble enough to turn our hearts toward praising your great name. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so just as you were steadfast and faithful to David then, we are certain, we know you will be steadfast and faithful to us. Thank you so much, Lord, for your word, for teaching us how to praise you through your word. Thank you for meeting us, for meeting me in my chair this week. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for joining me this week. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I hope you'll spend some time this weekend practicing some of the things that we learned this week about prayer. And I look forward to meeting you at my chair again next week.